Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Howarth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. And now, play ball. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards third. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howarth for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 1 in the game. Howarth takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooten strikes out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomason. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. Heiser tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Gary Matthews now playing left field. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heiser scores. Pepitone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pepitone moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Kessinger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 4 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Cleo James now playing left field. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howarth hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rader moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Matthews scores. Bonds moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob Locker now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heiser. Spear reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. Fuentes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Ed Goodson. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heiser. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Heiser steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howarth takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Howarth moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.